Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
You know.
I've been hearing no
sound good. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr., and I am not the worst singer in the group.
And Roman never give me an honest answer because he be hating.
We got Cam in the building.
Yep.
We got Emmanuel in the building.
I said he's bottom too.
What do you mean I never give you?
Don't you ever give me a bottom.
I do.
You'll
never give me you always say you come to me and you say, how was that? And I say, it was bad. And that's
but sometimes
my
it ain't bad and he don't want to give me credit.
No, sometimes you think it's not bad. Mm. There's a difference.
How do you feel about that?
He lying. He be hating. Because when it do sound good, he still don't want to give me credit.
I say, oh, it's okay. And you say, no, that was good. So then you have to take accountability for your bad singing.
Fuck you. But you know what?
That's only opinions
and it's subjective.
No, that's hilarious.
First, I want to shout out to this whiskey I got in my hand. No, we didn't pop this open yet, but we will. Shout out to Pocket Full of Posies, man.
Pocket Full of Posies.
Thank you guys in this community for getting us drunk. Sending us some good whiskey from Kansas City.
Can I get one now? Like, honestly, I'm not going front. I'm about to do some more than drinking.
I think we should save this bottle for either maybe
like a special occasion.
Yeah, when we Zoom, we have a Zoom coming up this week, so we could do it together on the Zoom.
I don't know, man. Every day is a special occasion for me. So
what you going through? You all right?
No. You be hating. You said special occasion. Why would he think negative first? You see what I'm saying?
I don't know.
See, that's why you can't take his opinion about my singing.
This nigga just wanted to have it back, huh?
I don't know who to back up right now.
Am I wrong about that? You said special occasion. I think good thing.
You right.
But yeah, so we gonna crack this open. This is like some good whiskey. It look like it go down nice and smooth. Yeah, so
look like
he trying to hold you back, just like my singing. He know it sounds.
Just
good.
Grow up.
He
just
trying
stop.
He trying to hold me back.
Just man. Give it to girl.
Give me some of that brown, man.
My purpose.
That shit look like dirty piss. It's delicious, dirty piss.
Delicious, dirty piss. When you first tried whiskey, did you like it?
I thought you were going to say, when you first tried piss,
did you like whiskey when you first tried? Did you, not even whiskey, alcohol?
The first time. I mean, it was a little rough. The first time I had it was beer.
Yeah, I don't know if it counted.
And that
it.
Was
yeah,
disgusting yeah. to yeah, me when I first yeah. had it. And then school I had, you know, you get into the mixed drinks at first. You try a little like cocktail. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Mm-hmm. But then I started appreciating more of the, you know, just mm-hmm. just the simple whiskey or the brown or whatever I may yeah. sip on.
I always used to see like shows and, you know, niggas would have that glass with just about this much in it, just sipping yeah. on it.
With like, a big ass ice cube.
Yeah, with one big ass
ice cube. Big ass O'Shea
hey,
in it.
That sip is nice, man. It keeps you nice, you know, nice little
O'Shea
mellow.
In it.
Oh, he talked. That's
I don't even
fun.
Drink that
that's
much, good. To be honest with you. But I just think that's you know, does yeah, it's, today felt like a day.
Yeah.
But, you know, you holding me back.
What's the difference between...
So he's the story of my life.
What's the difference between a drink and a cocktail?
The glass?
You think it's a glass? No, it's certain glasses.
I thought we were talking about some chicken. Cocktail?
What?
It's a
drink?
It's a
cocktail?
A drink?
It's a drink?
Yeah, I thought we were talking about a cocktail.
Oh, okay, I see. Yeah.
Womp, womp, it fell. Man, fuck y'all, man. I can say fuck you, too.
I still believe me.
Hilarious. You guys were talking about massages earlier. And
yeah.
so I really wanted to talk about that because I don't think people understand the significance of a good massage in all aspects.
Yeah, I mean, in this time of demonic stress that we have in 2020, we need some stress relievers.
Yes.
And every guy that's, you know, come up through the ranks of having your first time of being with a woman,
yep.
whatever, being with, you know, your girlfriend or whatever.
Yep, yep.
It usually starts off with the massage.
The massage.
Right?
That was the go-to.
That was the go-to. Oh, hell yeah, yeah. Oh, we had
to
hit.
Now,
she'd be like, my back hurt. You go straight to the ass.
Oh, let me get.
Why you put a was in that sentence?
Oh, sorry, sorry. Yeah,
but you gotta watch out now because you could get 18 to life off of.
Got off a massage.
You want a massage?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that was the thing, right?
Yeah.
But there's certain massages that you can and cannot do, to be honest with you, right?
It's like, as a man, or are you talking about in general?
No, not as a man or nothing. I'm just saying, some are going to put you to sleep. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We were
yeah.
talking about the best massages you could get. And
yeah.
for me, I always go head, hands, and most recently, Cam has always preached this,
yeah.
I say feet.
Okay, head, hands, feet. Now, so are we about to break down which was the best out of those three?
Well, I can break it down already.
Okay,
go ahead.
Head and feet for me.
Okay. Head and
if
you're
talking
for
about
you.
Going to sleep.
If you had to do one.
One?
Yes.
Feet.
Okay,
feet,
you're going feet
nigga,
first.
Feet, like, it's something about the feet. On,
feet
at least
stupid.
My feet.
No, feet stupid.
You get to the bottom of that yeah. feet massage.
See, you can't
I'm
do feet
done.
before sex.
I'm done.
You can't do feet before sex.
No, I'm going to sleep.
Oh, you say she can't do
she,
your
she
feet
can't
before
massage
sex.
My feet before sex
okay.
or my head. My head is definitely number one for me.
Is it because and you look, think it's more sensitive because you bald?
See, I would
look,
nut off
Samara
this.
Oh, yes. sent us this.
Yes.
This head massage, the scalp
y'all
massager.
Y'all are going to find white substance all over that.
Now, that shit's crazy.
My third, because he said hands.
Okay.
And look,
shit, looks
when
like
we went on set
device.
That one set, and I told you about the one lady that gave massage, and I like, make sure you get it.
Mm-hmm.
It is phenomenal. But my third is laying on your side,
mm-hmm.
okay.
your shirt off. Your shirt don't have to be off, but mm-hmm. it's better if your shirt off. And she just rubbing her nails on your back.
Mm.
Ooh, this, you know, that, what you talking, down. Cam?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? What
now
you
get,
talking, Cam?
Now we get
right
into
there?
The sensory. The
okay.
sensory.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
I got you.
But is that a put you to sleep or is that turn you on?
Yeah, that's while I'm laying. I'm sleeping.
Yeah,
here,
I'm already,
bro.
Yeah.
You already
sleep.
Yeah.
That shit feels good.
Yeah.
I'll pass out on that.
Hands do feel good because I don't know. Is it something?
A good hand massage?
A good hand massage. You'd be like, oh, yeah. Every time I go to get a massage, I'd be like, yeah.
They hit that little thumb meat.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget
that
thumb meat.
Oh,
yeah. You better tear my thumb meat up, girl. Let that thumb bust on you.
We about to marry right now. I'm about to.
So
have my thumb chilled.
With massages, it's muscle and nerves and shit like that, right? That's what they hitting.
I think so.
So, but why is it that when maybe you just want a little hand job, some girls look at you like, why is that all you want? Maybe that's just what you feel. Maybe you just want to look.
Look, sometimes
massage,
you may just
that's
want
a massage.
Look,
yeah.
You may just want to get head. You may just want to give head regularly.
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
always want the full act all the time. Sometimes
yeah.
you just want a little.
Look.
It could be you had a long day. You just want a little hand job before you go to sleep.
That's it.
That's it.
The idea of like, I mean, honestly, like, a rub and tug is, I mean, to me, it's just juvenile now. It's like, it's a little juvenile.
And see, why, but not, why, though?
Because it's just like, it does, like, for me, I'm not gonna get my rocks off that.
Okay.
I'm just gonna, but it'll feel I'll nice. Enjoy it. Maybe if you're really good with the hands.
Yeah.
Extra soft
when
hands.
When she come in the shower just behind you, you know, you had a stressful day, she rubbing your back.
Yeah.
She just go there and she just start going.
And so you leaning on the shower right like this and she just back.
That's my thing. I know it's gonna take a while off that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Never. Let's let her have fun sometimes. Yeah.
No, I'm down with it. I'm just saying, it feels juvenile. See why it's not considered a massage.
Because
sometimes it's not even sexual to me. It's a little sexual just because you grabbing my dick.
Yeah.
But
well, depending on how much oil is used and lotion and, you know, how much lubricant, you know, I feel like it can get sexual, but then also it could be just a nice, like I said, stress reliever, you know, just
I think all calm. Massage places should have that in 2020.
It's like a back rub.
Which president is doing the nationalizing dick rubbing tugs?
Yeah, the medicinal.
We need it.
This is what I compare it to.
Yeah.
Like a little tug or that little, the stress reliever.
Yeah.
You remember when we had them long, long days on set? I'm talking about like filming Snap and stuff, like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And we coming back to the crib.
Yeah.
What would be better than walking in that crib and smelling food being cooked for you right then
Come
and there?
Come on now.
Just that gesture. That's what that is in sexual form.
Yeah.
A little tug at the stressful.
Like imagine,
that makes perfect sense.
Like imagine she got it laid out on the bed. It smelled good, so they got the aromatherapy is going on. She just lay you down. She say, "Look, I know you've been on set all day, and you know I'm tired too. But look, I'm trying to cater you real quick. Let me just give you a little tug, and you lay down and relax. Hold your head back, close your eyes." She got the meditation music going. That's gonna.
But this is a place you go to, right?
No, this is your girl. Okay.
Oh, this is your girl
this
doing
girl
this
at the crib? Yeah.
I don't want to rub and tug for my girl.
Don't do rub and tugs like that.
Don't shit on your girl hands. If I'm shit on your girl hands,
no. Okay, if I'm watching a game or something, you know, if I got a good seat,
no fuck with me during my game.
Okay, put on an episode of Lovecraft.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying. Watching that, and you know, you over here jerking my meat, and you know what I mean. I'd rather get head. I'd rather have sex. I'd rather have all those other things.
We ain't talking. Sometimes you just want
the only entertainment from that is if it's another woman.
Okay.
If you're a single man and you have multiple.
So if you and your girl have a situation where she brings another woman to give you a little massage, that could be a little bit more exciting. Like, I can see how that could be exciting.
For my girl's birthday, I brought in somebody to give her a massage.
Okay.
Like I brought a masseuse. Can I get a massage on my dick? On my penis, please?
Okay.
Can you bring somebody up so I can get a...
So he did a scrub and rub.
I'm going to hear about this all day. No. She doesn't request that.
Look.
It was not that. It was a woman.
We both in this ditch. I'm putting dirt in, you throwing dirt out. I'm trying to help you out. You messing up.
But how am I messing up?
You shitting on her hands.
No, I'm not shitting on her hands. She has beautiful hands.
You don't want it. That's shitting on her hands.
No.
Why she gonna jack you the fuck out just to prove you wrong, man. Why you gonna come home, nigga?
It's gonna be rolling dice. Are these the hands you don't like?
Throw me up against the wall when I walk up in the house. What's up?
but I'm just like sometimes
that's what I'm saying though. It's not like extra sexual unless it's like
got you.
If it's just like I don't know, man. Even like, if it's somebody else, it's not gonna be like
I think you bypassing the way I set it up though.
Okay.
Isn't that me, you know, this regular day thing? I'm talking about when you tired and really stressed, you had a long day and you just tired.
You just
wanna come and just Give me a little tug.
I'm gonna want the mouth too, man.
I'm gonna want the mouth too.
I'm just gonna be like,
you too ambitious. You too ambitious at night.
Yeah.
That's what got
you gotta
me
dumb
where
that,
I am.
You too ambitious at night.
You gotta dumb
that's
down
what
down
got
idea.
Me where I am.
You too ambitious late at night. You need that stress.
You gotta dumb down your ideas that late. You gotta bring it
down. You gotta be a little more pessimistic when you're in the
Every time she offers me something, I'll be like, how about this?
How about these hands?
Look, you acting can like Kanye. We need you to be like Wanye.
Nah, listen.
Boys to Men reference, if y'all didn't know, y'all may be too young for that.
Let's talk about it. We both hit on some dad jokes.
Yeah, I think mine was better than the one you bombed on.
I mean, I'm trying to help you. You just threw me under the bus. I don't understand what's going on here.
You took us both down.
But yeah, no, I think massage.
You could have just shot yourself in the head. You had to come at me, too.
Bam, It's a murder suicide. It's a murder suicide.
The but yeah, massages are required. I think the older you get, I think they should be. If I could get them shit weekly, yeah. I would. Because
that's what I'm saying. You know, deep down, every man knows deep down, or at least every man that has some type of sexual drive knows deep down. He wouldn't mind a person that comes over.
Oh, well, he wasn't talking about a tug. He's talking about a real massage.
Oh, just real massage? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I was like, but also,
no, but I feel you.
No, I'm just saying, we should have like nannies. Nannies for us that come over hannies. From time to time.
Hannies. I'm just flipping your nannies. So
hannies. There we go. We need hannies.
Yeah.
Come over, you know, twice a week. It's nice and safe. Yeah. She knows that friend, you know, if you have a girl, she friends with your girl, or she just comes by every week. Hey,
what's up,
Mr. Green?
Yeah. Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll be in there in a few minutes. I'm gonna go ahead and get some water real quick. Yeah.
Oh, I got some bottled water right here for you. Don't worry, I got it all laid out.
Hey, baby, the Hanny's here, so I'm okay.
I'll be in the room.
Okay.
So how's your day been? Listen,
I've been stressed, but I mean, I think I'm gonna be all right.
Yeah.
You need something, my girl. Cooking lady, you need some food or something? You good? Okay, all right.
You listen to that new Young Thug song he got out with, goddamn.
Little Hanny.
You know her slogan, let me give you a hand.
Let me give you a hand. There we go, Hanny.
She helpful.
She drive the van with the, you know they had the vans with the rap cars? Yeah, she got the little rap Hanny's van. Oh,
by 2025, that needs to be mandatory.
Hey, Hanny's, yeah.
The world needs, and women need it too. Get them a little, if a guy comes in, they want, get a little, you know,
look, this is what you do. Put them in places.
Have it.
Guys don't necessarily want to go if you want them to go there.
Okay. Like
the doctor. Put a handy there.
Put a handy in the doctor.
Want to come? Be less prostate cancer out there?
Blood pressure will shoot down before the meeting. Before you go in there, let it get a little handy. Then you go in there, the doctor going to be like, man, your blood pressure is amazing. Like, your cholesterol is...
What?
It's good.
How excited would guys be to go to the doctor?
The doctor.
How excited?
The only issue is
Chaz
gonna be,
is stuck in here. Chaz, what the hell are you doing in here? Get out of here! Get!
The only issue would be that.
Yeah.
Look, come on now. The only issue would be when it's time to get blood, they ain't gonna be able to find your veins.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
So they gotta get blood before you go.
Oh, because all the blood rushes. Oh, yeah, exactly. I got you. Yeah. You're right
so
about
you gotta
that.
You gotta get the blood taken before.
Yeah.
Man, listen, I think a quick handy before work. You know what I'm saying? Like right after maybe a long week of work.
Yeah.
Where you've been working on a project for a while.
Yeah.
Come by the office.
Yeah, they do online bookings. It can be nice, online safe, easy. You already got a profile up there.
Listen. If I have a gender reveal party for a baby, oh my god, everybody there gets handies.
Yeah, everybody
gets a handy.
You get a handy. You get a handy.
We're gonna have a little tent set up and get a handy.
Be there early.
You gonna be there early?
I'm always there. I'm definitely gonna be early.
Everybody needs to get one off every now and then.
Yeah,
that's just a
little handy.
Come on, handy will make the world a better place.
Now that we've been talking about the good side of life, I want to talk about the bad side of life.
Okay, what's up?
I know my singing ain't on that side.
Yeah, no, yours is on the worst side of life. So the
I see. When y'all giving him sympathy, when I'm talking about his fat self.
No. Don't compare it.
I think there's a little dark side to Rome that we got to watch out for.
It's my skin.
You know, if he was a moon, he would be an eclipse.
the painful side of life. The what's a bad pain, a terrible pain is any type of tooth pain. And I've already knew it, but I literally confirmed it this past week. I've been having, I think, a nerve issue in the top right of my tooth. When anything cold hits it, it sends a shock through my jaw. And the nerve ain't nothing but this big, but it causes so much fucking pain. Mm-hmm. I've never had wisdom teeth like y'all have had. And from what Cam had told me, what y'all told me, you don't want that either. No, that after pain isn't good. But I was like...
All four.
You had all four done.
Taken out at the same time.
Oh, they're top and bottom?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you got them all at the same time?
All same time.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
How long did you have to, like, eat through a straw?
No. I just had to chew, like, very,
very slow. Same thing with you.
Not solid.
No, I wasn't eating that first. I was doing the little ensure, they saying, like, the first day or two. Because I had all four moods.
And what the reason made me think about this, I'm thinking about, like, homeless people who don't have.
You high school wide receivers are so weak. Fucking you high school. It's such fucking divas, man. High school wide receivers.
What makes them divas? I'm just following the instructions.
He was following the instructions. He was being unsure about it.
Yeah,
I'm such a dumbass. The end.
But I was thinking about homeless people who can't go.
I feel like that's the most suspended position.
What?
Defensive end.
That's funny.
Suspended? Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Them receivers.
Yeah, I had to transfer to outside linebacker because I was like, all y'all niggas have one notebook.
Yeah, one notebook, one pen ass niggas.
I got a book bag still. I need to go to linebacker.
But I was just thinking about homeless people. I'm thinking about homeless people who can't go get their teeth checked because when the doctor broke it down to me last time, this nigga was like, if it gets infected, it could.
Tight in ass. nigga said.
No, that nigga's a fullback. No, he even got fullbacks no more.
He played tight end, and then he said he went to the band because he couldn't cut it. Had to pick up the sticks. I mean, it worked out for the group.
Oh my God, man. This nigga here, man.
Couldn't cut it and feel under there.
But yeah, all that to say is when niggas' mouth get infected, they could die. And that's why I was thinking about
homeless people.
Yeah, because if your mouth get infected, that shit can run through your body and infect your whole. I'm like, that's some wild shit. Like, how do they get? Do they just knock the tooth out if it start hurting? Dude, I was like, that's fucked up. There's a lot of people out here with just teeth just bad.
It's like Castaway. Remember Castaway? He used that.
It's crazy how those little things could, like, fuck up everything.
Oh, yeah.
Because that annoying ass pain.
That shit's
and
trash.
You ain't got no help. It makes you think before we had modern day medicine.
Oh, yeah.
Like how people just live. If you got, like, a kidney stone
that's
or something, ain't no medicine. That shit is just you're going to be in pain.
You used to die from fever.
You get a fever, you die.
Yeah, because when you
get a cold,
even in the Bible, all this stuff, like, they always be like, they died from unknown disease.
I would have been dead because you know how many fevers I had in my life? Especially early in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no antibiotics. If you get cut on the leg or something, what happens?
They used to make them drink some whiskey, and they make them sometimes bite on a bullet when they was doing surgery. It wasn't putting you down to sleep. You had to do surgery awake.
When we going to get it right?
When we gonna get it right? When we gonna get it right?
What they say was wrong with your tooth, though?
Well, I go back in for another consultation today, so I guess I'll see. I think it's just the nerve from where I had my last filling for my cavity, so I think it's close to the nerve.
Sweets.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a cavity since, but you know, it was only 2 months ago.
So it was the same one.
The big one that I had the cavity in, it was a big one. It was close to the root. And so I think that's why it's maybe touching the nerve, possibly. But, you know, I've had all type of cavities since I was younger, being fat. So go ahead.
I guess now that you pointed out.
Okay. Lame.
Everyone know you used to be fat.
BET Hip Hop Awards.
I didn't see none of it.
So you didn't see no Cypher, no.
Actually, I saw some clips of like I wanted to see 85 South on some parts, and I watched them, and they did a great job. And where they introduced them and T.I. introduced, what's her name, as the best lyricist or best rapper? Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. But I didn't really watch much. I saw some performance.
We didn't know it was on until that morning.
I didn't know. What was it on? It was on BET? Does the channel still exist?
Come on, man.
It's not on their YouTube channel.
Yeah, I think the channel still exists. Yeah.
But I watched the clips on their YouTube. I just watched a couple of performances. First, let me talk about the cyphers. The cypher with all the women, that was good.
Yeah, that shit was good.
And then
it was Badu, Brandy, her,
Tiana Taylor, Rhapsody.
Yeah, who did the best?
Oh, you know, I mean, Badu was good. I mean,
Brandy did good too. Shit. Brandy killed it.
I mean, Tiana said it. I mean, I'm not sure who did
they
the
all
best.
Did
Were good. They singing and rapping, or was it all rap?
Brandy was like the hook, but then she ended up doing her verse at the end. But everyone was.
Because it was to her song, I Want to Be Down.
I Want to Be Down.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Did y'all see, like, Ray J in the background just kind of looking?
I wish. I'm always down for Ray J. I'm a Ray J fan.
Ray J completely, he is the culture.
I want him on this podcast.
Definitely. I mean, he made the Breakfast Club.
He made Kim K.
He started.
What do you got to do?
He has a worldwide brand right now Raycon.
Oh, they
like,
killing
this
it.
This is like
the shades.
His headphones.
He got the glasses and he got the bikes too.
And it's under that brand.
Because the guy that made Cam Watch Ennis, he came on. He was like, he did a whole Raycon thing.
Raycon. Like I see them promoted all over YouTube. Get your Raycon. It's by R&B singer Ray J. Like, I would have thought.
He killed
it. I remember when he first showed up on Breakfast Club with the items that I was like, oh, this seemed like, you know. And maybe he's just taking some cheap. Because you see these, like, secondhand these companies, they'll put out secondhand products to people and say, hey, you know, you could put this out as your own brand or whatever. And you and three other people could have the same product and just your name on it, right? But that I think he did it the best. He did it the best. Like, I've never seen it blow up like this. And it must be good.
I think Dre did it the best.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, Dre went with Apple, though.
Yeah.
Is that what you
sold it to Apple.
Oh, Beats? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He did it the best.
You're probably right
on that. And then don't sleep on Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon did it, too.
He had a deal with, like, Walmart and Target and stuff like that.
That's all you need right there.
Like, those things...
So them three.
They come to Shady Side up right now. So they want to put some Target, Walmart. We done.
You better take that goddamn
take it.
Hell yeah. Done. That's nothing, but especially if it's just because I think the way those works is just like period of time. So
done.
Oh yeah. I'm like, that's it.
Done.
You're crazy.
It's going.
But then who else performed? With Toby.
Buy me out, flew me out. Hilarious. Yes, the best performance to me was Toby. That nigga murdered that.
Who's
shit.
Who's Toby? Damn, I'm out the loop, dog.
You've seen him before, a Nigerian. Toby, I always get his last name wrong.
I just think of Kunta Kinte anytime. That's I think Toby. Okay, I have seen him before. Yeah.
He'd be rapping.
Him and his wife murdered that.
Really?
That was the best performance to me.
Okay.
Most creative and this. Good message, good song.
The other freestyle that was good was the political freestyle.
Jack Harlow.
Jack
ran through that.
They did. Jack Harlow.
Chica
was on there. There's another dude that they all did. I mean, they all did good.
Was there a lot of niggas that rap like, no, it's not gonna say it.
They were rapping.
This was a political one. Like, you had to rap out.
No, I'm saying overall. In the overall.
I didn't watch them all. I just watched those two. I watched some performances. So, yeah.
Okay.
It was good content.
It was good content.
Was the J. Cole, Kendrick, any of those guys there?
I didn't.
Well, no one was there.
A part of the show, I guess.
Not that I know of.
I just don't be looking out for award shows like I used to.
I used to love award shows. Yeah, I'm done with them now. I don't care.
Do you think it's just you getting older, or do you think they've gotten like
I think it's
less
the
quality?
Show itself. It's just not as interesting anymore.
Is it because we already have so much other shit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
It could be. Like, this is the only one I kind of look forward to, because I do like seeing
the freestyle. Yeah.
That was like a great idea, whoever came up with that. Like, one of the best ideas in BET history after Uncut.
Yeah. Uncut's the number one
and
best
Access
idea.
Granted. But they may have took that from the MTV show behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
The Basement. You said that.
in the basement. And 106 Park.
The basement. So fire. I could not wait for them freestyle. And it's all for the freestyle was the...
BT had a lot of great shows.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of great shows.
So they went family. They went family. That's when
you remember that period? Are they still in that period? They're not in that period.
What, family period?
Yeah.
Yeah,
BT's more what? Love and Hip? No, they don't have Love and Hip.
They don't have Love and Hip. That's VH1.
Damn, they should have that shit.
But they got Boomerang and I don't know. I don't know what else, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I'm not sure what else they got. But they definitely got Boomerang.
There's some good black content out there right now, too. Oh, yeah. We watched a movie. Me and my girl watched a movie over the weekend called Two. One was Black Hair. I told y'all to see that.
We watched it.
Bad Hair.
Or Bad Hair. I said Black Hair.
Yeah, we watched
it. It was good at the beginning. That last act.
That last act.
I told you, right? The first two acts were so good. I was like, ooh, this is shot
nice. Yeah, it was shot nice. Was cool. Yeah.
Like, the story was very interesting. I was into the characters. And then all of a sudden.
It went.
And I'll tell you where it went downhill. The salon.
The salon, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From that.
It was
hold on, not the first one?
No, third.
The salon when the people third was act. Getting killed.
Yeah.
It was over.
Yeah, it was. It was like,
what's the other one you watched?
The other one was called...
Scary Movie?
His Home. That's
a scary movie.
Yeah,
right?
I still gotta watch that. With old girl from Lovecraft is in it.
I still gotta watch that.
And this new guy, African dude, I've never seen before, but they killed it. Great movie. Okay.
Here we go,
y'all.
Don't give it nothing away, though.
Yeah, no, I won't give nothing away. But I'll tell you, the basic premise is these refugees from, I forgot where they're from. Not Kenya. They're from some... African,
I know what it's about.
African country. Mm-hmm. So I'm just telling for the fans, just in case. So they're refugees from an African country. They went to the UK. They were able to escape a coup, whatever was going on, and get to the UK. Once they got to the UK, they're in a lot of times when you're, you know, in refugee, you're in camps, mm-hmm. where they put you in like in a facility, holding place. And they were there for 6 months. Finally, they're given the opportunity to have, they said they're not being released, but they're kind of on a bail kind of thing.
Okay.
So they're going to put them in a house, and we got to see how they do, how they conform to society, essentially, if they're, you know, not crazy.
But this house is one of these creepy houses.
And the house is one of these type of houses. Yeah. And the story ensues from there. But the story was really good. Honestly, I would say that's really worth watching. I think both of those movies were worth watching. Y'all should check it out.
No, I do want to watch it.
I don't know if I can see the other one.
Yeah, that's like, third act was really,
it was worth
bad,
it for the first two. Like, I appreciate. I appreciate what they tried to do.
We're ruining it because the first two acts are good. But when you're going to be like, huh? Matter of fact, watch it. And so then ask us questions and the fan questions. See,
ruined that movie.
Bad Hair. But I definitely check out the other one. His Home is on Netflix.
His
Hulu.
Home. A good scary movie.
Netflix or Hulu?
It's on Netflix. Oh, Netflix. Yeah, okay.
More importantly, though, while y'all was watching that movie, did you get tugged?
I didn't get tugged while we were watching. I was actually
a scary
into the
tug.
Movie. Yeah,
it was Halloween. You're supposed to get a boo tug.
I feel like you ain't gonna get nothing out of that. Like I'm so into this that if I don't know,
you know,
I mean, I'm not scared of scary movies like that, but I feel like my attention. She just gonna be pulling. It's gonna be like a string, like you know.
Well,
like
are you as a matter of fact? Are you a scary movie fan?
Honestly, not really.
I don't think so. I
watching it with girls. But
I am,
like,
me too, yeah.
I don't really watch scary movies just by myself. Yeah, like, the fun of it is watching it with a girl.
Like, I know people who just really, like, love scary movies. Like, they know the directors, the production company, scary movies. That's just, I'm even scared. I just don't.
Because these days, scary movies ain't really that scary no more.
Yeah, I mean, The Conjuring was a little.
That's a good movie, but I'm not scared.
What, Conjuring?
Yeah. I'm not scared.
It's creepy. If I watch it by myself.
It's creepy. Okay. But the movie's actually good.
What's the one
I'm more into the movie.
What's the one with the knock? That wasn't Conjuring. Was that the...
I can't remember.
You remember that? No. Remember the... You hear the knock and the...
Was it Knock Knock?
Was it... Nah.
I don't know.
But...
I can't remember.
Yeah. Well, Insidious? Maybe that might have been one of them. But
that was a pretty good one.
Yeah, but like, I'm not a huge, like I said, with girls, that's different.
But I like that black people are doing it. Yeah. I like that we're seeing a kind of...
I would love to do a parody
experiments in different genres, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what we did. Even with our Halloween series, like we were trying to parody a lot of these Halloween movies. And so...
I would like for us to do a real, like, if we had to, you know, do a zombie or whatever scary movie with a...
You talking about like scary movie?
Not like scary. No. It's still funny, but maybe it's still a little scary. You know what I'm saying?
It should be. I think any comedy nowadays should have a real sense of whatever the genre is. If it's an action comedy, the action should be A1.
Like, I'm thinking, like, Jeepers Creepers not scary, but just the fact that there's this nigga out here snatching people, but we make it funny, it could be, that could be funny. Anything like that. What I don't understand about a lot of those scary movies, Jeepers Creepers, snatching people. What I don't understand about the movies, every time they go into one of them old-ass houses, I'm like, like, when they be moving the new family moves into this one of these old ass creepy ass houses, and the person says, "Well, you know, in 1877, a family was killed here."
See, Ernie, when I hear 1800s, I know somebody. It's dead.
They're done.
It's a high possibility someone died here. I don't want to be here. Or building on Indian burial grounds or like over. Like, no.
There's this new thing on YouTube. I don't know if y'all saw it in y'all algorithms, but it seemed like YouTube was pushing it. A lot of people caught on. Mm-hmm. I think they've been doing this channel for like a couple months, and just recently it blew up. Mm-hmm. But it's this. Family essentially bought this, not Renaissance era, but like Victorian style old mansion. Mm-hmm. This shit is like 18 bedrooms, and it is dilapidated. Like, it is just all fucked up in there. And they're gonna restore it. Mm-hmm. So their YouTube channel now, they're just showing the restoration of it. But I just keep thinking in there. The amount of people that had to died in there. There had to be some dark shit in there.
What year was it built?
It seemed like 1800. I don't know, but it seemed old as fuck.
Nah.
Like,
and then where?
This is in Europe. No. It's in Europe. It's outside of London.
The thing is,
it's outside of London.
It's too many bedrooms. If I hear one noise, I don't know what bedroom. It's too many fucking bedrooms. I hear any whispering.
It's a lot of walking to not know what's in your house.
It's a lot.
And then with any new house, you got to get used to new sounds.
Oh, like
when we moved into an old house, I remember everyone was gone. So I was the only one there. So that first night, I'm just hearing shit. All right, this is the new house sounds. I just got to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
I had company come over. And then they had to leave. I like, come on, like, you can spend the night.
You can
spend like, what, you scared?
No, I mean, you can spend the night.
Want to go through this with somebody.
That's what I like, though, because, like, a lot of these new horror movies, though, like especially with black people, they're pushing against stereotype of... Because, you know, we've always said, when watching these horror movies with white people running, tripping... And then going to check something, like when they hear some sound, looking around, like, and shit. It's interesting to see now, okay, what do black people do when in these situations? And sometimes you see, right, like Jordan Peele, he breaks that a lot. Like, you'll see someone and they'll just take off running.
I know what I do. For me to be more brave, when I hear something, I just go in there fast.
You got to.
That old creeping shit makes it scary.
Yeah, I got to go in there fast.
I just got to come in. Hey. That amps me up to do it.
You got to.
And then whoever in there to be caught off guard, I guess.
That's hilarious.
That creepy shit. I can't
just be like,
I got to come in there. I don't want to hear nothing. I just want to just bust up in there on a nigga.
You catch
a ghost off guard. He be like, oh shit, I ain't see you.
I'm just going to spend the night in the hotel.
That's why I lock my door at night. I ain't with that. Don't play with me while I'm asleep.
Yeah, no.
You remember that time Mike screamed when you came woke him up?
Which time?
It was
the one where you came
in. Oh, yeah, when I came in.
He said, God, I was like, what is that? I gotta explain.
So guys, Mike is just, he's not good at getting woken up. It's not for him. And when we was at the apartment in North Hollywood, we had a flight early that morning. I think me, Chaz, and my I don't think everybody else. So we getting up. I'm up already because niggas be up. Mike in their sleep, so I was like, all right, let me go wake him up.
And me and Mike are sharing a room.
Yeah.
So I'm on my bed. He's in his bed.
So Mike is like where this little table is right there. And that's why
I'm looking. I wake up, I look, and I see room come in. I hear when they come in.
And I'm trying to be quiet.
I see him do this.
So I'm like,
he going for his knee.
I'm like, Mike, he don't move. I'm like, all right, here we go.
I'm still looking.
That's it.
I'm under the sheets, but I'm looking.
That's it. Mike. I was like, all right, I'm going to have to give him a little shake.
Yeah.
I grabbed him. I was like, Mike. He said,
That shit was loud, dog. Like, what the
fuck? And here's the funniest part. I looked at him. I said, hey, we got to get ready to go, man. Just get up.
I just thought in my head, if somebody broke in here, we would have no chance. No. At least in our room. Like, I would have no backup in here. This nigga would have died.
I always said, since high school, If it was anything to happen at this school, I know Mike gonna survive. I ain't gotta worry about Mike.
He gonna be out of
there. He gonna run.
He gonna be out of
there. It was one time we was in high school, someone was like setting off little fireworks, mm-hmm. You know, the ones that So I'm sitting, say where you Mike, on me. They set it off behind me. As soon as I hear it, I mean, I heard something drop first, so I look, then I see it, then it started going. So I'm just looking at it. I turn back to Mike. This nigga coming back from way down the hall. He had took off running. He coming back. I'm like,
Duh, that's so hilarious.
Funny. That's funny. I mean, I guess he gonna be ready. If anything pop off, he gonna be ready. That's why we say Mike is the funniest person to be in one of them. Like, we tricked him on one of them house huntings. Oh, it's just gonna be funny. I'm gonna give you everything too. I'm not playing. I'm gonna be out of there too. I'm running too.
Mike and you the funny.
How would you feel if a snake in your bed?
Like, no, I don't fuck with that. I'm fully fighting.
Yeah, they don't want to get the band with the snake. No. Yeah.
What if it's not poisonous?
No.
Like that's defanged.
No. Because the thing, when they did that to Bam on Jacket, like I felt like I could see the fear in this nigga's heart and soul.
But he's legit. Like that's a phobia.
Yeah. No, I don't like. That's like a nigga dropping a spider. Like dropping a nigga, I'm like, nigga, look, no. Thing,
what if it's a fake one?
Oh, I mean, I should be able to see that first.
Whoever owns this animal, you can't say shit to me, because if I kill this motherfucker, it's your fault.
But see, and they did Bam wrong. They dropped like a fucking cobra or something in there. Yeah. I said, nigga, no.
Yeah, that's some wild shit. No, I ain't fucking with a nigga's phobia. Like, you tell me...
Like, you can't be mad if a nigga ready to square up when he get out.
You gotta be ready to fight, for sure.
Like, that's my fear.
You better fight or run.
But, like, that video where the dude, where the ostrich was chasing the truck, and the nigga, if that was Mike on the back of that truck.
I wouldn't even be here right now. I wouldn't be here right now. Because I would have died of lack of oxygen from laughing.
Oh, man.
I would not be here.
Oh, man.
Stuff like that, I don't need nothing more in life. seeing that nigga scared by something like that.
That's hilarious.
Seeing him run. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man. But them eyes, that Osh is a big-ass bird. That's a big-ass fucking bird to be chasing me.
That's a big-ass bird.
Running 60 miles per hour, kicking the truck.
Oh, my God.
How you running 60 miles and kicking?
Yeah, he was running and kicking the
truck.
That
was a dinosaur.
And then he was hissing. Yeah. And he was hissing.
He had to grab the nigga's neck. If that was my... Nigga. Every time I watch that video, I just wish it was Mike.
Duh.
You think ostriches want their necks rubbed as much as niggas when they did?
Yeah, that's a good
one. They want a neck tug.
A neck tug. That feels good for them. And then they go, but since we was on scary stuff, Halloween just passed. And, didn't dress up. I guess I was a retired nigga for Halloween.
I was litter on the beach. That's what I went in.
You went as litter on the beach.
Litter on the beach.
Yeah, I was on the beach.
So you and Sarah, y'all just watch movies. That's what y'all did.
Oh, yeah. I was guy number two. Yeah. She was girl number one. And that was it.
On the call sheet, y'all the bottom of the call
sheet. That's it. Sitting around waiting for our casting. They said it might not happen.
Yeah. I think once I have kids or maybe even a girl who maybe is into Halloween, maybe I'll be into it. But I'm with Cam. After trick-or-treating, I think that's pretty much I was done with it. I mean, not done with it, but...
Parties? You were there for parties?
Yeah, for parties. But even then, I didn't dress up usually. And I gotta get in the spirit of dressing up more, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, again, when was the last time you dressed up?
For how... That's good.
That's when you were young.
So at no point in college did you dress up?
I think in college I might have dressed up once or twice, but I just don't. I think I did some stupid shit like buy a mask, like something.
The last time I drew, 2012, when I was working my last job.
That's the last time you dressed up?
What did you dress up
as? I went as an employee. Old school rapper. Remember I had the big chain? I still got the badge in my phone. Remember I had the beard?
The beard, man. Okay. Yeah, and the curly. Yeah. Yeah.
In the same outfit basically I wore in old school gym.
Oh, no, yeah.
That's why I went.
Okay.
That's why I had that outfit for that video.
That beard was so fucking funny.
Yeah, that shit was funny. But yeah, I think
best costume I seen
yeah.
online was definitely The Weeknd.
Oh yeah.
The
yeah,
Weeknd Nutty Professor's costume was immaculate.
That shit was
funny. That was great.
And it's funny is his forehead was like the Ethiopian version of Nutty Professor.
Yeah, so it was a little top heavy.
Like, okay. But no, that shit was great.
Now,
that
was Rome Ethiopian?
I don't think so. He more Somalian or something. Zimbabwean.
Oh, you're saying because my head is big?
No, he said forehead.
So forehead or my head big?
Yeah, he said forehead.
So my forehead's big.
I'm just saying. I was asking him if that's.
But you usually say my head is big.
No, it is. But I'm just asking him.
Overall, just everything.
I'm
just
letting him look at his forehead and see if it matches up.
Gotcha.
It's getting there, but not there yet. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's
probably like. When I lose the hair, that's it.
Yeah, you like a mid-Nigerian.
That watches a mad fire BD.
Right. So me and Cam was laughing last night. They be having these network shows that just be.
It was called Trash. Mad Fire PD.
That sounds like
they were showing a preview. They were showing a preview. We was like, what stale ass bread eating person is watching this? It just had you going like.
What was it about? Like what's
medics, firemen, and police officers.
Yeah. So they took three different shows and just said, you know what? We got the firehouse show over here. We got the cops Mad over here. Fire we got PD, the ER nigga. Over here. Let's just put them all together.
Yeah. Look, before I
genius.
That just reminded me of a conversation me and Cam was having. But before I go to that, we could talk about just real quick what we did on Halloween.
Oh,
there was a blue moon that was going on. Basically, you know, it was like the second full moon of the month or something like that, and it's good for energy and all.
Man,
this
I want
stuff.
My fucking drink, man. I'm sorry to disturb you. Okay. Keep going. I'm going to grab me some ice.
Okay.
You do your thing.
Well, he was trying to tell you about Halloween. I was there.
Yeah, because
my bad. You were there.
Everything all right?
Yeah. Pants. You know what? Oh, you saw my crack?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I didn't want to see that. All
right. I ain't want to see that.
I ain't giving you a tug. I just see your crack. Oh,
butt tug.
You know, butt tug.
Crack back.
But so we decided to go to the beach. Me, Gail, Cam, and Linda. But Linda, you know, she was a little late, so she didn't make it to the sunset. But
was she here?
Yeah, listen, you know.
No,
she had to go somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. All right. But we go to Zuma.
Hey, hold on now. You know, I'm trying to, you know, keep that on the low.
Hilarious. You know? We go to the beach.
Okay.
You're snitching. That's snitching.
Like, we're the only niggas that know about this beach.
I mean, it feels like it because every time we go, it's empty as fuck.
Well, when we went, it wasn't empty.
I want to keep it like
that's empty for the beach.
Yeah, yeah. But all right, so yeah, we went to the beach, Zumba Beach. I already said it. So we went there and
give it to the people.
And sunsets are just phenomenal. This is just a phenomenal thing to watch. Like, and then the sky was like all pink and sunsetty, and it was beautiful. It felt good. And then we had some libations.
Halloween sunset.
Yeah, we had some libations.
Saw dolphins.
What did you have?
I had a little Casamigos Reposado and
what?
Tequila.
Ah, okay.
little tequila. And then we had a little. Then we got back and had a little champagne. Yeah, a little champagne. And then we watched Bad Hair. So that was a good Halloween.
Well, hold on. He ain't giving it justice. Well, we was at the beach now. You know, we had a little tequila and a little, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We vibing out, and I got the, you know,
cocaine.
No. Niggas had some weed.
Okay,
and then, I had the playlist popping. Made a playlist for the beach. Yeah, you gotta have the vibes, right?
So I was popping.
What was the top song of the night?
The whole playlist. Yeah. Actually, to be honest,
he made it
specifically. I think the best moment of the playlist is like as soon as the sun set.
Mm-hmm.
Vibes is Right came on.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and that shit was just perfect. And then we started seeing the dolphins jumping and everything. Yeah. Like, damn. And then we left there,
nice.
Had the Boss playlist playing now. So that's, you got your Diplomatic Immunities, you got the T.I. and Rick Ross song on there, you got your Gold Roses.
Rolling through the hills.
Okay.
Going through the hills of Malibu. Mm.
It's dark by this time?
Yes. Yeah,
now we get back. Now we hungry. Mm-hmm. So we know what we do. Order Okado.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while Okado's ordering, it was a real cloudy
day.
You
want to give away that spot?
We already talked about it. So they can have that. We get back. It was a cloudy, so we didn't see the moon yet. So we come. I come outside to check. It's starting right in front of our house. It's starting to clear out a little bit. So I tell everyone, come outside. So I'm sitting on the back of the car. And once again, we pop the champagne and the other extra, you know, curricular activity.
Some more weed.
Okay.
Yeah. And now I'm playing another playlist I got.
Yeah.
And we just were looking at the moon and talking. I'm like, this feel like we, as Gail kept saying, we in the South. That's what we do. Yeah. Be outside, you know, enjoying yourself.
Niggas don't talking. Go outside no more.
Who was it? It was you two, Gail.
Oh, everybody was here at this
okay.
point.
Okay, nice.
It was me, Gail, Rome.
Mike.
Linda. Chaz was inside. He didn't come out.
That's not funny. He ain't come out.
He was with us, but yeah, he didn't come out for some reason.
He was probably fixing his hair in the bathroom.
And then, yeah, we was out there until the food came. Then the food came, and then we came in, ate, and washed bad hair. And
what did Linda think of bad hair?
Everyone thought it was good until that last
part, yeah. But the wild thing has happened. It was good. It was bad at first, but turned good. They delivered half the order, the avocado. Okay. And I was like, fuck. So I tried. Damn. Postmates didn't have a little number or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, well, I got to go back to Ocado, grab the other half. But when I was on the way there, I was like, you know what? This one you got to use your power. Mm-hmm. So I went on Twitter. I said, hey, man, Postmates, you got to do better. Ain't no contact. We only got to deliver half our order. This needs to be fixed ASAP. They DM me immediately.
Nice.
And then they said, well, we're just going to refund your whole order. So I went and got two orders of food for free, and then came back, and so now we get our money back.
That sounds wonderful. Look at you flexing your power.
You gotta flex it sometimes.
My nigga Young Trump over here. Look at this shit. This shit completely fell the fuck off. My nigga Young Trump.
Young Trump. But this one, I want to talk about this real quick before I go to this next thing. And also daylight savings was this week, so we lost an hour, and I felt that lost hour yesterday because nigga was exhausted yesterday. Sunday was rough. And now it's gonna get dark early, which means niggas gonna get sleepy earlier because that's pretty much how that happens. So now sun setting
at five.
Which is,
we've been doing so much filming lately, I don't even know what day.
You don't know what
day.
I mean, it's just an hour earlier.
It is an hour earlier.
Drastic.
I'm not talking about the time change. I'm just saying.
Wait, what's an hour earlier?
The sunset. Because the sunset was 6:20 something.
No, but that was still towards this later. You know, usually when the top, when it first changed, it's like 8 o'clock. So
okay.
But this is what I'm talking about. Me and Cam was riding to go drop off some packages, and this song came on one of the pop stations.
Okay.
And I'm not sure. It was a song featuring DaBaby. It was one of them up-tempo songs featuring DaBaby.
How do you rap on it?
I don't know. You know how baby rap.
Yeah.
I fuck with a baby, but he do sound the same. But anyway, so it brought up this question because Cam was like, just soulless. And I said, hold on.
He said about the song?
Yeah, it's soulless? Said song. He said it had no soul in it.
Yeah.
I said, is that fair to say it doesn't have soul because you don't like it? He said, that's not why I don't have soul.
Okay.
He said, he don't feel nothing. I said, once again, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
But this artist may have put soul in it, but it doesn't resonate with what either maybe something he's going through or something at the time. I was like, what constitutes as soulless for music? Are we judging it harshly? Because a lot of our music, you know, the Nipseys, the Jay-Z, like, it does have soul. It's stuff we know.
No, there's a lot of stuff that's soulless.
No, for sure. I get it. I'm just asking. I was playing devil's advocate.
And to be honest, a lot of it's in pop, but it's a lot in rap, too. But it's a lot of it's in pop.
Like, but see,
but rap has become pop.
Because my whole point for that song was like, I did feel it was soulless, but I was like, it's also, this is not going to be remembered.
Okay.
Like, this song is going to go down, you're not going to remember it unless you just love this song. I was like, compared to, like, Snow Allegra's I Want You Around, someone I was talking to, they said that this is probably going to be a classic from our generation.
Mm-hmm.
And when she said it, I'm like, I can see that.
But if somebody, if somebody said that song was soulless, they would just be wrong.
In my opinion, yes, because I told him there's songs I don't like that I still say, you know, it ain't because I don't like it. It's songs I like that I'm like, that's still soulless.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't nothing. It's no, like, substance. Yeah, it's just a sound and songs. Like, a lot of time pop songs be like that. You know, just like, it's just a sound. It's just one that, it served its purpose. It's one to be top 40 on the radio.
What about It's Gonna Be Me by NSYNC?
I think that was a good song.
That's not soulless.
No, I think musically it's actually a pretty good song. Look, okay. My thing is, like, I equate it to comedy at least.
Okay.
We've seen throughout the years a lot of shows come on here that it's like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, this is supposed to be a sketch show?
Yeah.
Or this is supposed to be a scripted comedy show? You remember those shows we used to watch, like, back in 2010, 11, 12? MTV switched from...
Oh, it was like them...
They tried to start do scripted comedy shows. And it was like a bunch of just, like, white kids sitting at school talking really fast.
About
and
never.
Being... I don't even know what to call it. It was just bad, bad comedy.
You can't remember the name of it.
That shit was soulless.
Gotcha.
That was soulless.
Yeah, we're talking about, you will not remember in 10 years.
You know what I'm saying?
To be fair,
I'll be like, name that song you're talking about was soulless.
To be fair, I didn't remember in 10 minutes, to be honest with you.
And there you go. I think a song has soul when it resonates, especially, I mean, art is subjective.
It is, and that's why I was asking the question.
But it's about whether it resonates with the masses or not.
Okay,
Is it remembered by this generation of people?
Because sometimes there's artists that we'll hear about this artist and we'll be like, I bet you they got 10 million followers. Right. Lo and behold, they do. Right. But we've never heard something. Right. They might make something that might be. Maybe to us might feel soulless. That's why I was asked. To us, it might feel soulless. But if it's resonating with the 10,000 or 10 million people.
A lot of bad shit gets popular.
True.
Just because Kim K got 100 million followers don't mean she got talent. It's almost like in that sense to me. It's like,
okay,
just because this guy got 10 million followers don't mean his music has soul in it. It's made to be catchy.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
I'm not saying every song needs to have substance, needs to have this bigger purpose.
But it have something.
When I just say, you know, I'm just hearing it. I'm like,
gotcha.
This shit's soulless. It don't mean nothing. It's just a sound.
But there are some soulless songs that will be remembered forever.
I mean, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely.
Can you name one?
I can't name one.
Not trying
one.
To be funny. This
it's Friday, Friday, Friday. Okay. It's Friday.
No, that's
Rebecca Black.
You just mixed Justin Baby. With
Friday. Yeah.
But I see you saying the Friday song.
Friday song. That's gonna be infinitely.
But because it was being picked, it's like, it was meme worthy. So stuff like that.
But that's what
you
I'm saying.
Could
still be remembered as a joke or whatever. Yeah. It could still be remembered.
But be so.
And people could have heartfelt feelings towards that song or art piece or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying?
Because sometimes just music is equated to a
even
memory.
It's trash.
Sometimes music is equated to a memory, but that doesn't mean that
it's good.
It's good. Yeah, that's not at all.
You know, your mom might have sung you a song to bed every night, not knowing your dad was like, boy, this woman trash. Your dad might have been saying, this woman is trash, and I can't. Yeah. But to you, that was a loving moment, you know. And if you if you learned a little bit about music since then, you're like, damn, my mom was bad.
I love it.
Yeah,
no, it was just an interesting conversation because I was like, are we judging stuff too harshly? But like I said, when you put it towards...
But I never understand anybody that says, are you judging something too harshly? You judge what you judge. That's your opinion.
That's
like,
fair.
There's not... And you could fight, you can debate your opinion. Not debate, but I guess, you express your opinion and have conversations.
I just didn't want to be closed-minded. You know what I'm saying?
But why do you associate with somebody saying... Even though as harsh as it sounds, soulless.
Yeah.
Why is that closed-minded? That's an opinion.
No, I said I just wanted to make sure. I mean, that's what I was asking because I was like, because I felt him when he said, I get it, but I was just trying to play the other side.
I think the other side would be like, no, I feel it. Like I like the song.
Like I feel.
I just yeah.
But like, tell me why you feel it.
Yeah. Why is it not soulless to you?
Yeah.
I guess.
Is it because you don't have a soul?
Like when I hear Blue Laces too. It's soul all in that. This man is talking about these big life experiences that changed the course of his life and changed his outlook.
Mm-hmm.
Has soul in it. Now, someone may not like it, but still got soul in it. Just like when I say that song is soulless, someone say, no, it does. And they may point this out. I'm like, oh, okay.
But it doesn't always mean just talking about it, too. Like, it don't, just because it had, it, like, they don't have to be talking about positivity or nothing
either. No. It could be a bad topic, something I don't agree with. It still can have soul because it resonates.
Or don't even have to have words.
Oh, yeah.
There's plenty of jazz. One of my favorite songs of all time will always be Summertime by Kool & the Gang.
That shit's great.
You put that shit, you talking about soul. You feel that in your, just when, and y'all know the Summertime, Will Smith, he remixed the joint. So the wah. Mm-hmm. All that.
Like for me, I'm a big music head. I can't live without music. I'm playing music all day, every day for the most part. Mm-hmm. So I judge music harshly. Like, I'm all about feelings. Like, when we make songs, I'm like, sometimes, fuck it, is it that? Because it feels good. I don't know why. It just feels good. Do that.
You might not even be saying nothing, but it feels good.
Yeah, but it feels good. Mm-hmm. So, like, that song I heard, I felt nothing. Yeah, no vibration. Usually when I hear a song, I automatically paint a picture, like, where I am or what this feels like. I always do that. And that song just, I'm like, blank. Like, I don't feel nothing. I'm just hearing shit.
Like, when we first heard... I mean, when you heard Watermelon Sugar High and you brought it to me, you was like, nah, listen to this. As soon as I listened to it, I felt it immediately. I was like, this feels like, it feel like summertime. It feel like fun. It feel like, okay, it's got some, I can see it. I can see that. Yeah, if it don't move you at all, like that nothing.
Song didn't, I'm talking about, I didn't feel a drop of nothing, but like, this shit's soulless. Like, it's just plain. Right?
Yeah, it's just a plain sandwich. Mm-mm. Plain ass sandwich.
What's another song?
What's
the like
step siblings?
Oh, man. So I heard this on the radio. I was like, let me see if I can find some info about it. So stepbrother and sister are in a romantic relationship. They defend their feelings and kiss in bizarre videos. So it's this TikTok couple. So a U.S. couple who are also step siblings have been forced to defend their relationship on social media after backlash.
U.S. couple that are step siblings.
They're step. So it's a stepsister, stepbrother. They decide to be a couple.
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that.
They said the couple say they met through their parents and claimed
obviously,
and claimed to have had their first kiss during a sibling movie night.
That makes sense, of course. You ain't related to this girl.
And so they've racked up more than 9 million likes on their videos. You know, after receiving backlash on social media, the pair addressed their relationship. Bro, I know y'all aren't blood related, but come on, your siblings. One person said in response to the comment, they said, "We love each other. We feel so good with each other. Haven't found anybody else that makes me feel this way." So this is the couple. And I guess a video of him went viral where they was kissing each other, but people found out they were step siblings and were upset. So I'll be honest with you.
What are you upset? I don't care about nothing how they feel. I want to know how the parents feel.
That's what I was thinking. That's the first thing I thought about.
Why
like,
would the parents feel anytime?
I don't know.
Related?
I mean, I don't. And that's why I was trying to figure out, like,
marriage has nothing to do with your genes or your blood. They're not related at all. If my dad went out with some woman and she had a fine ass daughter, and we started talking, and we like each other, and became girlfriend boyfriend, and then my dad and her mom decided to get married. What we going? Oh, we can't go out anymore. Our parents are married. No, that don't matter. We're not blood.
Not blood.
That is not an issue.
So I just wonder how.
That's weird though, because there. What's weird about it is there is a lot of like porn nowadays that's tailored to like stepbrothers, stepsisters type stuff. And I don't know. There must be a lot of that in the U.S.
Oh, I think so.
Like a lot of stepbrothers, stepsisters hooking up or something.
Yeah, when I first heard it, I was like, this don't necessarily bother me, but I wonder how the parents feel with all this going on. I mean, it shouldn't.
That's
all
I care. That's the only interesting
part
of it to me.
Yeah,
what they feel about it. Because
I was like, I mean, y'all ain't.
This can't happen.
Honestly, the way he described it, it wouldn't be as big of a deal.
Yeah.
But the reason this is a big deal because they obviously was underage when this union came together. Yeah, because when they saying step parents, they look younger. Already.
They do look a little bit younger.
It looks.
But I'm
like,
saying if they're like, well, when you say, thinking they might have met when they're 16, 17.
But I'm saying
that's older.
That's when you be like a stepchild, like. You 32. If your dad married, that ain't your stepmom. I mean, technically it could be, but she ain't got nothing.
Technically it is.
But she ain't got nothing to do with you. But them, they probably was living in the same house.
Yeah, they might have.
Came together. So it's a little different from when you being grown.
I don't think it matters. It's
no, I'm saying it may not matter, but I think just, I guess the context of how they may have came about possibly could have upset at the parents or, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's why it's a big deal.
I would expect my son to be trying to hook, if the stepdaughter is a cutie and my son's a handsome young man, I would think that he was going to try to hook up with her. I'm not coming to this.
No,
this is not your
that's
sister.
That's why it became a big deal.
Yeah, that might have been why it became, possibly.
Because they were living together. That union, they were young when it came together versus if you were 30 and your parents
I wasn't talking about my mother. I was talking as if I was a kid younger. But
yeah, I don't have. I didn't get all the detail, but that was just the first initial thing I seen. I mean, people are upset. I was like, why y'all upset? I mean, niggas been fucking cousins for a long time.
Kissing cousins, that was a thing.
Yeah. There's more pressing issues out here, like soulless music.
Yeah, that's definitely what. Yeah. If you want to get you some butt from a stepsister, whatever, nigga. Do what you gotta do.
Stepsister.
I guess we can end on this note since this is out right now. Go vote.
That's pretty much like one of the wildest elections of our lifetime. So
Trump's won.
It'll be interesting to see <He's won. laughs> who wins, you know,
and
see what the votes, you know, when they're tallied up.
Yeah, so if you listen to this on the way to cast your ballot, you know, you're doing a good job. Go get your vote on. Yeah, I don't know. You think they will have a winner by Tuesday night, or you think you don't think so?
I mean, I think Trump ain't going nowhere.
That's what you feel in your heart. That's your gut feeling.
Or you don't feel brain, maybe
more your brain, not your heart.
Yeah, I just see.
I can see that too.
Eyes, like I mean, I don't. When y'all went, did y'all see any Trump?
I did.
Yeah, I did. I bit male.
No, I'm saying not even go. Like when y'all went to the beach or anything, did y'all see any Trump flags? Because I seen them. Like I saw.
I mean, yeah, no, we just see
we seen herds of them walking around here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I see. I don't see any Joe Biden,
and I don't get that. Look, I don't get anybody. That. Of course, if you you support your president, but it's like, I feel like it's unnecessary drama that you may create. Just posting that on your car, or your house. Now, if someone don't fuck with Trump, they may come vandalize your house or your car. Now, I got to deal with that. Just because I want to put Trump flag up.
It ain't that serious. But
I don't know.
Like even with Obama, when he first came out, I support him. I don't mean I want to put Obama in my house, in my car.
I always was concerned when I saw people with American flags,
like bumper stickers.
I just said, like, why are you that die hard? And I understand some people were in the military for sure, you know, and but it's just like some people that were like, you just a family, you just chilling. I get you love your country, but when you start. Especially Confederate flags. We got rid of that now. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know, man. It's a sketchy
It's a time. Thing. Like, sketchy we walk time. And we see this huge Trump thing on this person's house. Like, what are you trying to say? Like, what are you trying to, like, what are you trying to say to your neighbors or something? Are you saying, stay away? This is who I am, so don't fuck with me. Yeah, this is how I feel, this and that. Because I don't like, what do you get from that?
Nothing. On my nerves.
Yeah. Did you hear about the Kentucky Police Department? Mm-mm. They had a training video, slideshow that got leaked by some high school students. Somehow, a high school journalist team.
Shit.
They somehow got involved, and they have quotes from Hitler, from what else was it? And it was promoting like be violent. Saying, and then a Kentucky mayor came out and said, "This is a travesty."
It's getting wild out here.
Wait,
yo.
So in the training video, it had Hitler quotes in there. So they obviously
at least
have to.
I read it. I saw it, and it was like, it's honestly, I could see how they would want to flip it, how they could flip it. You know,
who was trying to flip it?
The whoever created that slide,
the
cops or whatever. Yeah. They made it where it's kind of like, yes, you are quoting Hitler. But what you're saying is pertaining to their thoughts of war. Like, they put a whole bunch of quotes by different people.
Gotcha, yeah.
And Hitler was one of them.
Kind of put it, it's like a subliminal message. Or no, it's out there. It's, okay.
No, it's out there. It's on the slideshow.
It's on the slideshow.
On the slideshow of their training slideshow, or like how to become this. And they talk about the warrior's mindset
Hitler,
and being a... it says Adolf. They have a bunch of quotes on different pages, on different slides by different people. And one of them at the bottom side said, I forgot what the quote was again, but it was pertaining to...
So it's no Jewish cops or black cops at that police station.
Well, the governor or the mayor, the governor is... Somebody came out and said, "There, as a Jewish man, this is the most disrespectful shit." Mm. So, you know... For all of these people that keep complaining, like, oh, black people just complaining too much, and that you know, cops defund the police, that's crazy. Yeah, this is like the third police department, at least that I've seen, that I've read, that has some type of, we want to start a race war. North Carolina, there was a police department
racist
there.
Propaganda.
And there was another one that had some, even LAPD got caught up with some gang situations in the police department, so it's all fucked. I don't mean to sound so down, but...
I mean, it is what it is.
It's just what I'm reading in 2020.
It's just real life. All right, y'all. Well, go get your vote on...
Damn, we gonna end it like that?
I said we were ending with...
Yeah, you did say we were ending. You can say something to lift us up.
You want me to sing, send y'all out?
Yeah, right, let's hear you sing. What you got? We might join in if we...
Not right.
You know, like I see the hate in it.
No. Come on, man. Forget his hate.
I don't think he hates. We'll sing together. Let's pick a song.
Energy is off.
Let's pick a song. What we saying?
He was ready to hate. It's all good. I'll sing that.
when I'm tired of getting hung. And I feel it, I know. See, I'm a nominee. Oh, I'm a nominee. Never mind. Goodbye, people. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum, bum. Yeah, that was good. That was good.
Y'all know that song?
That was good.
Holla.
You got to sing more like that. That was good, Ken. All right, y'all. Remember, we got a new video dropping this year. Hilarious. I said this year. I mean, this week. Get your vote on. Shady Side Up. Not Another Couple Podcast. Thank you guys for your questions. Thank you for the
Mike album coming the 11th.
Mike album coming the 11th. Magic Mike. He got some socks. Make sure y'all go get that. And that's what said. He got some socks. That sounds funny.
And we got a project coming soon.
And we got a project coming soon.
We'll be coming out on that.
And yeah, we'll see you next week. Peace.
Oh, Lil Wayne's voting for Trump, y'all. He's somebody. You don't care about that?
I mean, he's still spitting.
Yeah, he does.
Don't you remember?
Cutting it off.
So. Oh, I'm
about to kill you.
It's still on. It's still on. It's still on. He's saying it's still on. What we got?
I'm already up.
Damn.
You were sitting down. You said,
I'm already up.
Okay, all right, we got it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.